years of touring and spending time in D.C. and New York, I've managed to make a few friends in the intelligence community. And I guess it was about a year ago, we were having dinner, and they were really concerned, partially based on this, not to go too much in the weeds, but like this Fusion GPS report on Trump essentially being run as a Russian agent. And these are some active and former CIA agents who were, they're truly concerned. They were like, this is the Manchurian candidate. Like, he have a Russian agent as the president of the United States. And so they passed on some information to me, and they said, like, look, you have more of a social media following than any of us do. Can you please post some of these things just in a way to sort of put it out there? And, you know, you look at Dianne Feinstein, who released the testimony from when Fusion GPS went before the Senate Judiciary Committee, and she just released those notes yesterday. And yeah, it does seem like, to what extent there's collusion, I don't know, but where there's smoke, there's fire. And when you have so much evidence pointing to the fact that the Trump administration is really in bed with the Russians in a very pernicious way, and unfortunately, I just don't see people in Congress sort of holding the administration accountable.
Yeah.
You know, it's really disturbing, and it's going to get quite a lot darker. Like, the depths of the Trump family and business, their involvement with organized crime, sponsors of terrorism, Russian oligarchs, like, it's really dark. So
yeah, well, that was
I guess we should all like fasten our seatbelts and hold on.